Well, the Attorney General George Brandis, I mean, I find George Brandis so honest he's boring. So this is just ridiculous, this. But anyway, he and the Solicitor General Justin Gleeson will appear before a Senate committee today, a committee which is investigating whether Mr. Brandis, quote-unquote, consulted with this fellow Gleeson, the Solicitor General, about a binding direction that Brandis issued, and in my view is entitled to issue, prior to the July 2 election, requiring ministers to obtain written approval from the Attorney General, the senior law officer in the country, before seeking legal advice from the Solicitor General. I would have thought perfectly proper. The former Howard government Solicitor General, Gavin Griffith QC, claimed this week that George Brandis's direction was unlawful and akin to keeping a dog on a lead. The legality of the direction is a matter of differing legal opinion, to be decided by the courts, not by Mr. Griffith. The issue at hand is whether or not George Brandis consulted the Solicitor General, as he is required to do under the Commonwealth Legislation Act, and indeed what does the word mean, consultation? He's meant to do this before tabling his direction. That is, you can't take legal advice from the Solicitor General without first getting approval from the senior law officer, who is the Attorney General, to obtain that advice. Pretty common sense stuff. So the two men met on the 30th of October last year. There are contemporaneous notes of that meeting. The question is, were the Brandis changes discussed at that meeting? George Brandis said, yes, they were. But this Gleeson, Justin Gleeson, who sounds very precious, claims that certain vital points were not discussed. George Brandis was to have appeared first before the Senate committee today. He's now reportedly seeking to appear after Mr. Gleeson. How a Senate committee gets to the bottom of all this, I don't know, but they'll love it. There'll be headlines and everywhere. The point is, what possible interest would George Brandis have in deliberately failing to properly consult with the Solicitor General, thereby jeopardising his direction? This is a gigantic storm in a teacup.